It's the What a Weird Week podcast for Friday, March 17th. Happy St. Patrick's Day. We have some uplifting stories of weird triumph today. I'd stick around.
Hi, everybody. It's weird.
This is like crazy being here.
Really weird tales.
Well, I got a great show for you today with some wonderful weird stuff.
You guys, thank you very much for coming back to What a Weird Week or checking it out for the first time. This week's top 10 of weird includes an animal rescue story where the animal was high on cocaine at the time. Also, a new world record that you could easily break and become famous this weekend. If you're new, every Friday we do a Weird News of the Week top 10 podcast audio, full show notes, blog, and video podcast on the YouTubes. Find your way back to all of that through shownotes.page. Easy to remember, hey? Shownotes.page.
10.
All right, number 10. Would you regret calling in the animal rescue experts if this were your house? People heard weird noises coming from their wall. OMG, there's an owl in there. You guys, listen. It's an owl in there. Or some kind of bird. They call the animal rescue experts. Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, wait, the sound's not coming from the wall. Oh, wait. Oh, my gosh, it's under the sofa. Look under the sofa. It's a Harry Potter plush owl making magical owl noises under their sofa. Let's send a shout out to the Cleethorpes. I don't know if I'm pronouncing the name of the place right, but the wildlife rescue in the UK who responded to that call got to the bottom of it.
9.
I don't know why I said it so creepy. Got to the bottom of it. You guys, wouldn't you like look around a little bit more? Like nobody checked under the sofa? I don't know. Listen, I'm not here to judge, although I love judging.
9.
Never attempt this world record. Please, never, never do it unless you're Tom Cruise. Fellow in Armenia has broken the world record for most chin-ups done in a minute while hanging from a helicopter. It's 32, by the way. That's the record, 32 chin-ups. His technique was a hands-over-the-bar situation instead of a hands-under. I don't think you could grab onto those helicopter skids in an undergrip, unless maybe you're a huge hands Hans, hey? Fella I went to school with. He wore a hard hat. The helicopter was not very high in the sky. Still, those things can crash. That just seems super dangerous. Video if you click the show notes.
8.
Hero tries to save us all from some sort of chicken nugs fraud. A guy in Chicago, behind a class action lawsuit against Buffalo Wild Wings, says boneless wings aren't wings, just overpriced chicken nugs. I'm sort of paraphrasing there a bit. It's a legit class action lawsuit before the courts. Here's the quote. This clear-cut case of false advertising should not be permitted, as consumers should be able to rely on the plain meaning of a product's name and receive what they are promised. He's fighting this fight for all of us. I guess most of your boneless chicken wings are not made from wings at all. Glorified nugs. We're just overpaying for glorified nugs, you guys.
7.
Amazing backwards basketball shot. Now, this part is commentary, you guys. You may not feel this way, but when you dominate a sport while doing it backwards, that makes me feel extra bad about my lack of athletic skill. So I argue that this is a bad news story. This world record and this triumph is really, it's not a feel-good story for me. It's not at all uplifting. A guy just made a really long backwards basketball shot, and now he's in the Guinness Book of World Records. Jeremy Ware made a backwards basket from 85 and a half feet away. He practiced for years and years on this. I should feel good for him. You know, triumph. Triumph of the spirit. How many times have I said triumph already? I mean, we're on a roll, a triumphant roll here. But I want to take the word triumph out of this story because, I mean, have you tried a three-pointer? Are you like me and you're at the three-point line and you're like, this seems a lot closer on TV? And then it's nothing but air, maybe halfway to the basket. Have you ever had one of those shots? And that's facing frontwards, doing everything you're supposed to do in basketball. And this fellow, this Jeremy fellow, is like behind the back, 85 and a half feet, whatever. Bob's your uncle. Give me my plaque. World record accomplished. Level unlocked. Anyway, kind of turned into a rant there. Maybe we should stop there, but Video link in the show notes.
Six.
Oh, you guys, I don't know how to feel about this one. Saucy license plates and why we need to fight for them or fight against them. This story from Maine, the forbidden license plate says, love to F-U. L-U-V-T-O-F-U. So I read this as a saucy statement, and it seemed reasonable to me that the state of Maine wouldn't want the F-U license plate driving around town, enraging the good people of Maine at every turn. But then I found out the car owner likes tofu. The food. They're vegan. It's love tofu, you guys. Love tofu. So this story is about the vegan family fighting for their right to spread a vegan message of love via their license plate. The story also talks about how Maine, for a while, I guess in Maine, you guys didn't screen personalized license plates for sauciness, and things went off the rails a little bit. They had to start screening license plates again. I don't know how to feel about this, you guys. I'm for free speech. I'm against cursing at strangers, so I don't know. Right now, the license plate is still forbidden. I would like a study, side note here, I'd like a study on how people with a personalized license plate drive. Because I would think you'd have to be, I can't afford one of those plates. You're driving around on a personalized plate. It says, sunny days, love you, baby. And if you do some bad driving, people know your license. People could find you again around town somewhere and be like, there's the love you, baby license. You suck. So I would imagine if you have a personalized license plate, you got to play it cool driving. Hey, no cowboying.
Five.
Vinyl albums dominate the music industry. Vinyl record sales have been climbing, and now it's official that for the first time since the late 1980s, vinyl has outsold compact discs. This stat is about units sold, not how much money they make. Because vinyl records have already been making more money than CDs for quite a while. Vinyl made over $1 billion last year. CDs only made $483 million. So making more money and now selling more units. This seems to confirm my theory that we're traveling backwards through time. Records are outselling CDs. Banks are collapsing. All of the terrible stuff from the past that happened 100 years ago and is happening again. We're traveling backwards through time. New theory. Write that one down in the theory book.
Four.
By the way, if you don't have a journal or some sort of notebook where you write down your theories on space-time, maybe we'll do a merch drop and make some Weird Week journals available. And then we'll crack this time travel, you guys. We'll do it together. $49.95 in the merch store.
Four.
Sweet freedom, you guys. The courts have ruled that bird flipping is not illegal. This headline from The Guardian in the UK. Giving the middle finger is a God-given right, Canadian judge rules. I wanted to read The Guardian article because, you know, this happened not that far away from where I'm at. I wanted a different perspective. This started as a battle of neighbors in Quebec. Seems like they hate each other, you guys. The defendant in the case is a Quebec teacher. His neighbor said some bad stuff, and so the teacher told his neighbor where to go and then made the gesture. They had video evidence of the gesture, you guys. It was on a doorbell cam or something like that. Well, if somebody gives you the finger, right? Somebody tells you where to go and they make an obscene gesture. First thing you do, call 911. Oh, no, wait, that's not it. But that's what this neighbor did. And that's why the judge was so angry. The judge was so angry about this case wasting valuable court resources. The judge seems like an interesting person. Couple of quotes. The middle finger gesture may not be civil. It may not be polite. It may not be gentlemanly. Nevertheless, it does not trigger criminal liability. The court is inclined to actually take the file and throw it out the window. Alas, the courtrooms of Montreal do not have windows. A 26-page decision, but the takeaway is, I guess you can flip the bird.
Three.
Oh, wait, but before you go and do that to your friends, neighbors, boss, I am not a lawyer. Have your lawyer read the decision before you proceed.
Three.
Getting close to number one, you guys. Got a world record that I think is going to knock your socks off. Unless you're already barefoot, in which case could do some, maybe do some damage to your feet. I'm not sure. Put some socks on just to be safe.
Three.
Okay, number three. Not a close call. Not a near miss. An actual Earth-smashing asteroid is in the news? Question mark. I always make fun of how we learn about these asteroid close calls the day it's supposed to happen, which I think they must do on purpose so we don't have time to panic. Sometimes we only learn about the asteroid that almost hit the Earth the next day when we don't get vaporized. But this time, science is giving us a little bit of lead time. I call that bunker building time. The asteroid has a fairly catchy name, 2023 DW. The European Space Agency has put the asteroid on the risk list, and it's jumped right up to number one on the list.
Welcome back to the countdown. Number one this week is asteroid 2023 DW. Shot like a rocket up to number one. I'm Casey Kasem.
The asteroid is the size of an Olympic swimming pool. Article says the asteroid is currently predicted to pose no unusual level of danger. But it made the news because, first of all, I think they're sort of proud that they discovered this new one that they didn't know about before. And if they're off on how large the thing is, if they get that wrong, it could be maybe trouble. Right now, the odds of the Earth getting hit are about 1 in 607. 1 in 607. Time frame for this is around Valentine's Day 2046. So come on, robots. Get to saving us. Cocaine Bear has new competition, you guys. The headline from Fox 19 in Cincinnati. Exotic cat that escaped during Oakley police stop tested positive for cocaine, now at zoo. That headline via Kendall Hyde. Kendall, you're in charge of headlines from now on. Here's what happened. The police were arresting a guy, and this exotic cat jumps out of the guy's car and runs up a tree. This cat is around 35 pounds. It did not want to come down from the tree, but the officers on scene managed to get it into custody. Later on, they found out how dangerous this cat might have been, this serval cat, and also the cocaine was a factor. The cat had cocaine in its system. A cocaine cat, you guys. Did you write that one down in the idea journal? That is a Hollywood script waiting to happen. Cincinnati Zoo took in the serval cat. They say it is doing well. Don't know how you, like, that is not something a zoo worker would encounter every day. A cat that has to kick its cocaine habit. I'm not sure how that goes.
One.
All right, number one, exciting and foamy world record for you to break this weekend. The other day, the Guinness World Records people tweeted, new record. Most table tennis balls bounced and caught in shaving foam on the head in 30 seconds. It was 12. This fellow named Oscar caught 12, so it's a real record that you can try at home, you guys. Oscar's team, which was a team of one person, but they covered his head with shaving cream. And then 30 seconds on the clock, Oscar's bouncing ping pong balls off the wall, catching them on his shaving cream head, 12. So try it this weekend, you guys. When you get tired of beer pong, try this foamy world record. You only need 13 to be the best in the world. Then you can just kick back. You're on easy street for the rest of your life. You're a world record holder. Probably never pay for another ping pong ball in your life. Maybe you get a sponsorship from Gillette. Hey, it's the best a man can get. That's what I heard. Thank you very much for listening to the What a Weird Week podcast. You know, you can get all the podcast stuff if you go shownotes.page. I appreciate when you like and subscribe or stars. I appreciate when the stars and the likes and the subscribes all come rolling in. It makes me happy, you guys. And now we have the YouTube channel, too, so you can watch the stuff we're talking about. If you listen with your eyes, then have we got an option for you. Shownotes.page.